A three problem solving. A three thinking and problem solving brings structure and discipline to the plan, do, check, action, PDCA cycle. A three is a component of Lean that can be applied by any type of organization. Problems in an organization are often addressed superficially. The deeper underlying causes of problems are not always considered. The same problems will resurface with the result that operational performance does not improve. The three thinking process helps to arrive at a joint and detailed problem resolution. Underlying causes are thus eliminated. A bit of three process reflects a solid understanding of the situation and a mastery of core Lean tools and thinking. A three thinking is thinking about how to express a problem and a solution in the form of a short story that is easy to digest. A three thinking fosters learning and becomes a basis for collaboration. It is standardized storytelling. And a three report is a one-page story on a large sheet of paper. A three refers to this paper size. Both the results of the problem identification and the planning are presented in a concise report. There are four kinds of a three reports. Haushin planning a three, used to summarize department and company Haushins for strategic planning. Haushin means statement of objectives in Japanese. Problem solving a three, used to summarize problems and countermeasures. Proposal a three, used to present new ideas. Current status a three, used to summarize the current condition of a Haushin problem or concern. Before reviewing the components of the A3 problem-solving report and its elements, it's important to have a baseline understanding of the thinking behind the report and its objectives. Relationship to A3 thinking. The A3 report is a product of A3 thinking. The A3 report gives structure and impact to the A3 thinking and fosters effective ways of working and behaving by those involved in developing the report. Documentation of PDCA cycle. The A3 report provides a vehicle for moving systematically through the steps of the PDCA cycle while documenting assumptions, plans, the results of pilot implementation, and countermeasures proposed before full-scale implementation. Promotion of Nemawashi, the Japanese term for consensus building. Collaboration seeking information and opinions from others, and reaching consensus among all interested parties are important objectives of the A3 report. Alignment with corporate goals. A3 reports are not prepared in a vacuum. They must address improvements or programs that are aligned with corporate goals that are critical enough to justify the expenditure of resources. Visual communication and management. The format of the A3 report is meant to be brief and graphical based on scientific data gathering. An A3 report condenses a large amount of information into a small place. Exhibit 8-48 shows the format used to create an A3 report. The left side of the report corresponds to the plan step of PDCA. The right side corresponds to the do, check, and action steps. The report format can alternately be formatted to support the DMAIC process. Exhibit 8-48, A3 report format. A3 stories have an intuitive flow and can be told in less than 10 minutes. In telling the story, you start in the upper left and go down. Then, at the bottom of the page, you come back up to the top and go down the right column. It is important to understand what goes into each of the components of the concise A3 report format, as shown in Exhibit 8-49. The following are three key points with regard to the A3 technique. It is a problem-solving approach built around PDCA or DMAIC. The problem-solving A3 report process unleashes the true power of the PDCA or DMAIC process. The A3 report is an important visual communication link between workers and management involved in the improvement effort.